Get ready to be lifted to a higher dimension as you listen to this prophetic and practical teaching. Your life will never remain the same. The entrance of the word brings light. So get ready for a fresh word that will bless and encourage you. And now, here is your teacher.
Luke chapter 19 from verse 1. Then Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Now behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, who was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. And he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not because of the crowd, for he was of a short stature. So he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was going to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down for today. For what? Today I must stay at your house. Praise God. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. But when they saw it, they all complained, saying, he has gone to be a guest with a man who is a sinner. Then Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, look, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. If I have taken anything from anyone by false accusation, I restore fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today, praise God. That's another today. Jesus said to him, today, salvation has come to this house. Amen. Now look at Zacchaeus. Short, but very rich. Short, but very popular. Short, but very wealthy. He was generally known not to be a good man. Perhaps Zacchaeus has oppressed a few persons. Perhaps Zacchaeus was a land grabber. Perhaps Zacchaeus was a wicked landlord. Perhaps Zacchaeus was a bad businessman. Perhaps when people do business with Zacchaeus, he would take the part and would take the whole. And he lived like that. He kept living like that. But one day, Zacchaeus said in his heart, I want to see Jesus. I've said before that great people take good decisions in their life early and spend the rest of their life managing those decisions. Zacchaeus said, today I want to see Jesus. And the Bible said he went out when he heard that Jesus was going to pass through Jericho. And he said, what an opportunity for me. Finally, I'm going to set my eyes on this man. Let me see what he looks like. I'm sure that Zacchaeus had not met with Jesus one-on-one before. If he had seen him before, he wouldn't have bothered. But he said, this man's popularity is rising by the day. And you know that a big man will always want to know who is the next big man in town. So Jesus' popularity is rising by the day. And it's going to become a problem to Zacchaeus. And Zacchaeus said, let me know who he is. It's not just being wealthy, but he's doing a lot of things. And he went and joined the crowd. Unfortunately for Zacchaeus, he was disadvantaged vertically. Zacchaeus wasn't as tall as his friends. He wasn't as tall as his neighbors. So if you are not too tall here, don't worry yourself, you can be rich. Amen. I pray, may God visit all the short people with wealth. How many people will want to be short and be rich? Praise God. Very brief, but he was very thick. Very brief, but he was very loaded. Praise God. And Zacchaeus said, I'm going to catch a glimpse of him. But when he stood in the midst of the people, every time he lifts up his head, he's seeing the head of a neighbor, not Jesus Christ. You know what a frustration that would be. Praise God. That when you raise your eyes, the only thing you can see is the head of another person. Or another person's back. Not Jesus. And Zacchaeus said, what is this? Instead of Zacchaeus to begin to cry about yesterday and say, woe is the day that I was born. Cursed be my father and my mother. Didn't my father see? Or Zacchaeus would have gone about asking people, please, how tall was my mother? And they say, your mother was very tall. And I said, no wonder. My father was very short. And I took after my father. Why didn't I take after my mother? Praise God. Zacchaeus didn't go about cursing his father and mother. They say, your father was short, your mother was short, and they got married to each other, and you are their brother. And Zacchaeus would have said, curses my mother and my father for coming together, even when both of them knew they were very short, and giving me this disadvantage. But Zacchaeus forgot about yesterday. They say, I can't do nothing about yesterday. I can't change how tall I am today. But let me use what is available to get what I want. They say, when the desirable is not available, the available becomes the desirable. And Zacchaeus ran out of the crowd. If you saw Zacchaeus running out of the crowd, you would think he's going back home disappointed. He's going back home to weep. He's going back home to cry. And Zacchaeus ran. And the Bible says he located a sycamore tree. Listen to me, I'm going to pray for us. That was not the first time he saw that sycamore tree. He has always been seeing that sycamore tree. But he never knew that one day this sycamore tree will be an advantage to him. Please don't cut down that tree yet. You may need it to shade the sun. Praise God. In his wealth, he would have said, all these trees standing by this place, cut it down and I'll pay you. But he didn't know that one day this sycamore tree will be what I will need. And he ran to the sycamore tree and started climbing. If you see your father climbing a tree in a broad daylight, not a coconut tree, not a mango tree, not a pawpaw tree, you see your father climbing a tree on a broad daylight, I'm sure that you are going to take up some prayer point for him. Praise God. But Zacchaeus was climbing the tree regardless of his status, regardless of his name, his place in the society. He climbed and stayed there on his own. He's not looking for Jesus to come and talk to him. All he wants to, let me just see him. When I finish looking at him, I'll get back home and tell my neighbors, tell my friends what I saw. And I also tell the devil that my height couldn't stop me. And so he hung up there and was moping down. Let me see him. And while Jesus was coming, he came straight to the foot of that tree. Those that seek me early shall find me. The Bible said, those that seek me diligently. Now, there were people that were holding Jesus, but Jesus didn't stop by any of them. But he went straight to the foot of the tree. And when he stood there, he looked up. He said, Zacchaeus, come down. What you are looking for above has been brought down for you. Zacchaeus, you don't need to be taller anymore. Just come down. Let me bring it at your level. My prayer for you is that God will bring something at the level that you can take it. Your level may be all level. May God bring success at that level for you. Your level may be SSC. May God bring something at that level for you. Your level may be first degree. May God bring something at that level for you. Your level may be as an illiterate. May God bring something good at that level. Oh, come on, did you hear me? For every level, there is something good. And it takes God to bring something good at your level. That you don't begin to want to look for what a master degree holder is having. I say, I wish I can be a manager. You may never be able to be the manager in your company. But at your level, God can bring something good that you have what your manager is having. Do you understand that mathematics? You may never be able to get to that position, but you may get everything that he is getting at that position. He's a manager. They give him a private car. They give him a house. He's living well. You are a great man, but God is blessing your business. You have your own house. You have your own car. What are you looking for? I don't need to be a manager to have what the manager have. I only have to have the God of the manager. And I can get at my level what the manager is getting. Praise the Lord. Zacchaeus, come down. And guess what Jesus said? He said to him, today, salvation has come to this house. Praise God. People complained. People murmured. People didn't seem to agree with what God was doing. But listen, God will not listen to your neighbor's opinion to bless you. God will not go and do a popular vote to lift you up. They said, why is he talking to him? Why has he entered his house? Thank you, Jesus. You know what Zacchaeus was looking for? Zacchaeus just wanted to see. But guess what God gave to Zacchaeus? He gave him the lion's share. Oh, thank you, Jesus. How will you feel that you escorted a friend? Your friend said, I was invited to come to this place and take up this job. I said, can you escort me? And as you got there, they didn't only take your friend, they also took you to do the job. Praise God. That's the kind of miracle that Zacchaeus got. And if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, he can also make that available. Getting more than what you ask for. He says, Zacchaeus, come down. Today salvation is coming to your house. And Zacchaeus came down. And Jesus followed him. Entered his house and sat down. People who never want good thing for people. They came and reminded Jesus. Say, Zacchaeus is a bad man. You know, when God has turned his attention to you, he forgets about your yesterday. When he decides to bless you, he doesn't care what it was you did yesterday. But people came and reminded Jesus and said, Zacchaeus is not deserving of this favor. Zacchaeus is not deserving of this blessing. Can I pray for you today that God will give you something that you don't deserve? Oh, thank you, Jesus. That God will give you something that you don't deserve. Have you ever seen some children carried by the mother and the father walking alongside? And when you look at the child, look at the mother and look at the father. The child is so beautiful, so endowed. And the parents are naturally not beautiful. And you say, wow. It doesn't look like their child. But yet, God gave them that child. God didn't look at the way their faces were looking. God said, I will give you something that is more beautiful than you are. Give them a child that doesn't look like them. Have you also seen children groomed and brought off from shanties, from very poor homes, managing to eat 2 meals a day? No money to take them to hospitals when they are sick. The parents merely manage them, push them to community schools. While they are on their way to school, one part of the tunica is already torn. But the boy is still going to school with his books inside a waterproof bag. Along the road, it begins to rain, and the rain soak him and soak all the books. He still comes back with the soap book, and the mother will collect the book and put it somewhere and dry it. No money to buy another one. And that's how they will push the child until he grows up. He keeps struggling, but somewhere along the line, the message of God shows up, and that child becomes a popular figure. And when that child will go and take his friend at first hand to visit his parents, they won't believe that he came from this home. And the child will say, I'm knocking down the building of my father, and I'm erecting something good. And some people will say, the parents are not deserving of this kind of a child. That's what God wants to do. Zacchaeus, come down. Salvation is coming. And I am praying for you that every mouth that want to change the blessings of God in your life this year, that God will shut them up. I said God will shut them up. God will shut them up. Listen to me. What I'm about to say now is very important, and it will sink down, because there are many people's blessings that have changed address because of the words of people's mouth. The blessing almost came, but people talked the blessing away. They talked the progress away. They talked the promotion away. It was originally meant for you, but people talked and talked until they convinced the man who brought it, and it changed. But this time around, under this glory cloud, whatever your name is written for you shall no longer be changed. When they complained so much, Zacchaeus stood in his house and said, I am alive, let me defend myself. And he said to Jesus, he said, if I have taken anything from anybody, oh, he said, Lord, I can't afford to lose this thing that has entered my house now. What I wanted to see from the tree, I am having it in my house. And now look at my neighbors, look at my friends. Instead of them celebrating it with me, they want to move it out. Zacchaeus stood and opened his mouth and said, if I have taken something firstly from anybody, I'm going to return it. And I will add four times of whatever I have taken. Why? I want what I have seen to stay. Let this good thing not leave me today. He took me climbing a tree at my edge. He took me climbing a tree to get it. Now, let it not be because of the talk of my friends. This good thing will be taken away from me. He said, Lord, if it will take me to give half of what I have to people, I will give it and keep this blessing. I pray for someone here that good thing you have in your office, in your place of work, in your business, thank you, Jesus. Somebody may have been talking behind you. Somebody may have gone behind. He said, let him not be the caretaker anymore. He's doing this, he's doing that. And gradually, your favor is being removed. Zacchaeus stood and said, what I have received, no talkative neighbor will take it away. I pray for you today. Lift up your hands wherever you are now. Standing in the front. Likabo Sitelia. Seleto zigin talababaya, maketo zinte regete geteya, likapa babaya. You know that when that favor started, you didn't do anything. There is nothing special you did. You didn't bribe. You didn't pay money. You didn't kill anybody. Your boss just started. He just started liking you. He just fell in love with you. Now people are beginning to do things to change that order. Today I stand in the place appointed by the anointing, and I reverse it in the name of Jesus. I return you to favor. The heart of that man is coming back to you. It's linking up again. The heart of that woman is linking up again. They are remembering you again. They are remembering you again. Whatever has spoiled their heart concerning
whoever has gone in without you knowing, and have said the things that you never did, and without your boss or anybody asking, they believe, and they are beginning to withdraw from you today by the anointing of God. Yes, Lord. Whatever was taken away from Daniel before they put him inside the lion's den, as soon as he came out of the lion's den, all of those things were restored to him. And the Bible said he was promoted above all others. Today you are coming out of that pit of dislike. As you come out now, more favor, more likeness, more love, more favor, more likeness, more love, more favor, more likeness, more love, more favor, more likeness, more love. More favor, more likeness, more love, more favor. Whatever touched your face and touched any part of your body and took away, thank you, Jesus. Your star cannot be taken. Your star cannot be taken. Kalado Shatai. Your star cannot be taken. Your star cannot be taken. Your star cannot be taken. There is no exchange. No exchanger. Lataya no sendeya. No exchange. Lapan. Lekete lebaya la da da yedebe. Lekabo shatalia. Yenderege de mayanda rababa. Nobody takes your place. Nobody takes your place. Lapababa. Your place in the heart of the man. The man that loves you. Nobody takes your place. Lekete yandeya la papaya. Yekete. Lekete mashataya. Lekete. The oil is upon you now. The oil of favor. The oil of favor. Yekarabataya. The oil of favor. They will look for you again. They will look for you again and call you again. I am the Lord. Shelele maya kolo bose. Ano sheya lava. Righteous one. The oil of the Lord is upon you. I release it upon you. I release it upon you.
Cannot reach to you. His eyes in ever blind. He cannot see your teeth. His ears are not deep that he cannot hear you cry. Your tomorrow must be greater than today. Your tomorrow must be greater.